This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
Dare Olson, the Columbia Snake River Irrigators Association, is looking into the 2015 impaired future fish returns. Here's Daryl after his meeting in Portland.
The irrigators, like everyone else, have a lot of concern for the salmon runs. And in particular, we don't want to see federal or state operators do anything that would be detrimental to the runs. Fortunately, that did not happen in 2015. And in that year, you had extremely low water conditions, high temperatures. We have very good analysis that would show that those kind of conditions are essentially lethal for fish that are staying in the river. These would be the Snake River Chinook and steelhead stocks. And the operators essentially misjudged what to do, and they, instead of doing the small transportation program, optimizing that, they left fish in the river, and there were significant mortality rates in the river, and we will see the results of this in terms of dramatically reduced returns this year and in 2018. Now, we did a forensic management review, had Columbia Research in Seattle do the review, and what happened is that the NOAA fisheries scientists in charge were calling on smolt transport early in the year, and the on-site fish managers on the Columbia Snake essentially rebuffed them. There is a clear management error. The results will be the loss of tens of thousands of adult salmon and steelhead.
You just heard Sports and Spotlight radio program. Thank you for tuning in.